The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
The strong, the powerful Michael Zal is here on Money Savage Create. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So, Mike, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
All right. I'm a father and a husband. I'm here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I spend most of my time between kids events and family activities, but when I'm not doing that, I'm what you would call I'm a serial entrepreneur.
Nice.
I've never really called myself that. You know, I have various businesses though.
Nice. And I know that you are the founder and CEO of Yellow Bird. And like you said, you know, maybe it's kind of tricky to call yourself a serial entrepreneur, but you've started and operated and just a handful of businesses. And I know that you're also an active community member. But tell us a little bit more about Yellow Bird.
Thanks. Thanks for asking. So, yeah. So Go Yellow Bird, and we always go by Go Yellow Bird because that's the website that we own, and it is Yellow Bird. We're a environmental health and safety on-demand company, and essentially what we are is we're like an Uber or like a dentistry.com or some other professional.com, a group that will place specialists with corporations.
Nice. Okay. So can you give me an example of how that would work?
Sure. Yeah. So let's say you're a small manufacturer here in Phoenix area, and you have 50 employees, and they've got all kinds of exposure to various risks. Your insurance company or your HR manager said, you know, we've had some people that are not doing things in the safest way possible, and we really need to get these people trained up. You go to Go Yellow Bird and you'd say, I'm looking for an expert who understands manufacturing, who's in the Phoenix area, who has these qualifications, if you know them. If you don't know them, just say you don't know them. And we'll place somebody. On the other side, as a marketplace, we bring on the best of the best that are not necessarily looking for jobs. So kind of similar to an Uber, where you every now and then you find that people will be driving Uber, but they'll be an insurance salesman, or they'll be a retired individual, or somebody else in the environment. These folks will be permanently employed elsewhere, and they'll say, "Look, yeah, I could definitely do a CPR training, or a hazardous materials training, or help with this example of a manufacturing need."
Got it. Okay. I like it. So you match up people with expertise to people that have a need, and and everybody is happy and satisfied. So that's perfect. So how many companies have you been the chief operating officer, president, leading the organization?
This will be my fourth or fifth, and they have ranged from in 2006, we formed and founded a de novo, which is a fancy word for basically saying a startup bank in Southern California. In 2006, if anybody followed the financial world, it was a horrible time to start a bank because our doors would be opening in 2008 or not. So went through that process with FDIC and DFI. I've been involved in satellite communications for over 20 years, which is how I got in the environmental health and safety environment. And I own a product distribution company that does environmental health and safety products as well. So I've always kind of been into that health and safety side of the house.
Got it. Nice. Yeah. And so I'm fascinated by just learning from people who are high achievers that have – you see an opportunity or you have the vision of something that's necessary, that's going to help people, then to actually execute on it. We'd love to hear about what your self-talk is like. So how do you talk to yourself and how has that changed over the years?
Well, something you don't know about me. So I was actually born with a disability. I was born with one hand. And I don't talk about it a ton because I don't let it define me. But being born with a disability, one of the things that you do kind of, if you have the right mentors and parents, which I did, thank God, you find that you speak to yourself quite a bit with the, I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, when people, you're always trying to figure things out. I can do this, you know, everything from the monkey bars to a pull up to, riding a BMX bicycle as a kid. You know, you just kind of have that self-talk of, I can do this. And I think at the end of the day, that repeating, I can do this, when you may or may not even be confident. Mm-hmm. That's probably my number one thing that I'd say has been contributing to my successes. And I would say the other thing is that I really do focus on how I can help others. And what I mean by that is I'm not a big philanthropic guy that I'm focused all the time on, you know, not doing well by myself. But I really feel like if I'm helping somebody and they're getting that warm, fuzzy feeling about the interaction that I've had with them, then it comes back around. And so part of my talk is, you know, is this a win-win? In employee conversations, in investment, and when I'm negotiating on something, is it a win-win? Those are my two things that I really focus on.
I think that those are really powerful right there. And so born with a disability, born with one hand saying, I can do this, and then doing it, right? Doing things that are super tough for anybody to do with two hands, and then being able to do it with one hand. And you said that you had great parents and great mentors. Did they help you through encouragement, or is this something you figured out on your own?
It's a great question. I mean, yes, absolutely. And, you know, I'd be selling my folks very short if I didn't. They were very much a, pardon, I don't go by Mikey anymore, but sure. You know, Mikey can figure it out. You know, and the hardest things were the simple things like, you know, tying your shoe, or, you know, my grandparents would want to run up and tie my shoe for me. And my mom's like, no, he's got to learn to do it himself, that kind of thing. So that was really important. I think the most important part was, you know, look, he can figure it out, and then leave me alone. And it wasn't leaving me alone as in being absentee, but just, you know, all right, get back on the bike, or, you know, not, they didn't coddle me a ton. And I think it really did help me quite a bit. And growing up in a sales environment, getting back to my business, you know, I started in selling when I was 16 years old, selling computers, and I was very successful, fortunately, early on in my life. But that whole mentality of, well, all right, well, that stunk, lost that deal, or got kicked in the nose a few times by a deal or two, or, you know, life happens. But that same mentality of, all right, don't dwell on it, you know, all right, shake it off, keep going, you know, maybe a little bit ignore it. I think ignoring is a very powerful self-talk thing as well. It's the lack of self-talk of, look, you know, don't get down, just keep moving forward, you'll figure it out, kind of a thing.
Yeah, that's a huge thing, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, we only have so much bandwidth, for lack of a better term, or so much attention span, and being judicious on the stuff that you let in and you focus on, and then you know, I think ignoring is a great way to describe just not letting crap in that's not going to serve you.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because I'm, you know, with Go Yellowbird, and we're doing very, very well. I'm blessed. We're a local company here in Phoenix. And with Go Yellowbird, I am raising money. I'm going through that process. Normally I self-fund these ventures, but we're growing so quickly that we actually are bringing in friends and family and going through a seed round of capital as well. And that same mentality, just like in sales, telling the story, having the phone calls, getting the rejections, staying focused on what your mission is and what your goals are. And, you know, I can see so many things at so many levels of my life that have translated into what I'm doing today. I mean, shoot, I'm a 45-year-old man. I'm a, you know, doing, you know, different things than I was when I was 15 and 13 and 5 years old, but some of the same philosophies have pretty much woven through the entire time, you know?
Yeah. Which I think is such a valuable thing to be able to recognize and to look back on and say, okay, I've been here before. I can do this. You know, mm-hmm. I just need to make sure that I'm focusing on, you know, really the most important things that I need to be focusing on every day. You talked about being focused on the mission and the goals, and then going back to that whole, there's certain things I need to ignore. Talk a little bit about what you know that you have to get done on a daily basis. You say, okay, you know, there's always going to be curveballs or fires that need to be put out, but these are the things I need to make sure I'm doing.
I need to make sure. So I have a co-founder who's, she's from Intel. Her name's Michelle Tinsley. She's wonderful. And I need to make sure that she has everything that she needs to do her job. And then I've got, a gentleman, Chad Ortega Foster, and he's our, vice president of the platform. And I need to make sure he's got everything he needs to do his job. Those are the first things that I focus on, is to make sure that I'm not a bottleneck. The second thing, on just on a daily basis, I know I have to do is the money raising aspect of the business and things like that. And it's not just money raising; it's also you know things like this, having podcasts, communicating our message, making sure that we're staying clear on what we do and why we do it. And so for me, I need to keep planting seeds. It's very easy when you've had a really busy couple of days to say, okay, I've planted enough seeds, I can take a break. And for me, I stay focused on not letting that happen. The last thing that I tried to do, and it's painful for me, but I try to make sure that I don't get caught up in distraction. You know, there's so many distractions that we have that are fun and interesting. And I'd love to listen to, no offense to you, sir, but I'd love to listen to a podcast, George, or I'd love to go and read a book or go onto LinkedIn or Facebook or one of the social media things. And for me, it's also what shouldn't I be doing? And reminding myself that I've got to take that on later. And so I have a time for that. So that's one of the things that I do stay focused on.
And that's, I mean, it's easier said than done, right? Because there are so many shiny objects to pull us away from what we need to be doing. Have you gotten better at that over time? Are there certain things that you sort of figured out, or is it just a matter of, I'm going to keep my nose to the grindstone every day?
You know, I think I've gotten better at it over time. I do believe I have, honestly, but there are days that it's just more difficult than others. Mm-hmm. There are days that that you just don't feel like making the phone calls, or you don't feel like sending the follow-up messages, or You know, frankly, for me, it's writing. I have a lot of writing I have to do, updating board members, updating investors, updating my teams. I just have to remind myself on a daily basis. I am getting better at it, but I believe that there is no mastery of that. It is just an everyday reminder.
Well, I think that that's the truth, right? I think it's I think it's really important to that people hear that here's a really successful guy. He's been running all these different companies, and now he's growing a new initiative. But it's not a game of perfect, you know. Nobody's got it all figured out. No matter how, maybe from the outside it might appear that way. What's an area, just from perhaps an advice perspective, for people who are maybe they're kind of stuck and they're trying to reach that next level. What would your advice be to folks like that? That's a tough question, but.
No, it's a question I think we all ask ourselves on a constant basis, and I don't know if anybody ever stops asking themselves that question. For me, it's the advice that I give others and think about myself is, who am I surrounding myself with, and who am I communicating with, and it's not a user mentality of what can somebody else give to me, but look for mentors. It's so important. Smart people who have been there and done that. I think to get to the next level, you have to be around people that are at that next level. And that took me a long time to realize. So for me, it's, if you're a college kid trying to get into the workforce, well, get around people that are in the workforce. Go to mixers, go to events, volunteer, just be out there. If you're a middle manager trying to get to a senior manager position, well, see if you can get places that have senior managers around and continue to actively engage and be involved. I think that's been the best thing for me. You know, and obviously relationships are a good relationship is two-way. And so whatever you can do to help others is always an important piece. It's so hard when you're, you know, maybe you don't have the income that you wish you had, or maybe you don't have the you know, expertise that you wish you had, but you always have something to contribute. So figure out a way to help somebody. And generally speaking, that will come around. So that's, you know, it's, again, way easier said than done. I certainly don't. I mean, I'm not a motivational speaker, and I am certainly no Tony Robbins, but. Those are the things I try to remind myself that, hey, am I doing enough of this? Am I volunteering enough? Am I talking to kids in college and high school and giving them guidance if I can, and things like that.
Yeah. And that sort of goes back to wanting to give back and wanting to do your best to ensure that every interaction you have is that win-win that we were talking about right when we got started.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think that that's a commonly held attitude or belief these days?
No, I don't. It is in my circles. It is in my circles. And I think if you really get down to it in people's social circles, it very much is. So maybe I should say yes. I just feel in the business environment, people have gotten so jaded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they don't want to invest in each other, they don't want to invest in, you know, relationships. And it's very much it does feel like a little bit too transactional instead of a long-term journey together.
Yeah.
That being said, everything that seems to be, you know, trending in quotes on social media, and things that are purpose driven and social consciousness and doing well by others and things like that, those seem to be gaining a ton of traction. And so that tells me people are longing for it and people want that. And so maybe I'm wrong in my statement of no. Maybe my statement is that I don't see it as often as I should. But the people that I do develop deep relationships with are not just my social community, but also my business community.
Yeah, I think that that's another really, really important thing to sort of circle back on as well is, you know, the people you surround yourself with and you spend time with is going to have such a profound, dramatic impact on your life and your success. So make sure that there are people that share that value, who are not dog eat dog, for lack of a better term, or just trying to get over on people, but really trying to get to that win-win for everybody and to strengthen the community and all that good stuff. So I appreciate that.
So my it's an interesting thing because I have a very close advisor who's and I'll give her a shout out. It's Michelle Sirocco. And Michelle is a chief social responsibility officer for Televerde here in town. And Televerde has basically is focused on helping women who are incarcerated get tangible skills, and they hire them while they're incarcerated and they help them transition into the workforce. And they do it at a fair wage and at a respectful level. And it's a wonderful thing. And she's very big on, again, chief social responsibility officer. It's a wonderful title, but what she's really big on is, are you making – everybody makes an impact. You just have to be able to dig in to realize what your impact is and, you know, and get down to the why of what you're doing. And it's actually what started me down the path of Go Yellow Bird, was realizing that what I was doing, I lost my feeling of the daily impact. And, you know, health and safety, you literally, the work we do can save people's lives. A CPR training for a small business could help somebody who's having a heart attack on the floor. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can go onto a website like Go Yellow Bird and you can find a CPR trainer to come in and do a training for your people, you could literally save somebody's life. Mm-hmm. And that's what got me so excited about doing this. And I think if whatever you do, it's not difficult to take the leap as long as you focus on it. And I think that's what will make the difference for most people in their lives of, you know, I'm a financial advisor. Yes, I'm a financial advisor, but why am I doing it? Well, so I can make a return for my people. Well, why? So that they can retire peacefully. Well, why? So they can take their dream vacation they always dreamt of after working all these years. That finally gets down to, okay, I'm doing this, so I'm helping these people achieve their goals rather than the you know, cliche read off the hymn sheet of, you know, I'm changing lives. Well, mm-hmm. I believe truly if you really have passion for what you're doing, you have to embrace it.
I love it. Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks so much for coming out. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can they engage with Go Yellow Bird?
Well, Go Yellow Bird is an easy spot to find, www.goyellowbird.com. It's spelled properly. And my name is Michael Zal, MichaelZalle. I'm on LinkedIn. I would love to connect with people locally if people have passion for what I'm doing. I'd love to tell them more about it. And thank you for having me. This was this was wonderful. I really appreciate it on this afternoon.
Yeah, it was my pleasure for sure. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Michael your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who appreciates good ideas. Go to goyellowbird.com. Follow Michael on LinkedIn, and I will list all of those in the notes of the show. Thank you again, Mike.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that becomes part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use Staple 20 at checkout.